Hi, my name is Adeline Zondervan, and today I'm going to go over the Holocaust and Ellie's story from the book I've Lived 8,000 Years Growing Up in the Holocaust by Livia Bitten Jackson. Thank you for taking the time to incorporate my speech into your day. But before we get started, I just wanted to mention how much we and myself take things for granted. Just tonight, I made a big deal about my dinner because I didn't like it. But imagine how grateful people in the Holocaust would be if they had my meal. So use this as a reminder to be grateful for even the littlest of things. Now, let's get started. Before the Holocaust, Jews lived a normal, happy life, like you and me. They went to school, hung out with friends, and did fun activities, like swimming, until in 1933, when Hitler rose to power and had a mission to eliminate all the Jews. Hitler and practically all Germans thought Jews were evil and horrid. They thought Jews were trying to take over, which was a complete and utter lie. It is a brisk morning, the sun midway in the sky. A normal day, or so it seems. Until upon Ellie's arrival home from school, a rumor is spreading around town. The rumor states all Jews must sew a small yellow star on their clothes, so everyone knows they are Jews. But what horror it is, this isn't just a silly prank or rumor, it is real life. Ellie and her family not only were forced to sew the Star of David on their clothes, but also paint the star on their house. Each night, German soldiers broke the windows and glass of Jewish shops. This is called Kristallnacht, or the Night of Glass. They boycotted all the Jewish businesses. Soon, all the Jewish businesses were forced to be shut down forever. German soldiers broke into houses, forced Jews to give away all their belongings, all the valuables and things they cherish. The Germans even beat them in the streets and forced them to do labor like scrubbing the roads. This is Ellie's story. Ellie's story is extremely tragic. It is a miracle she survived at such a young age, put through such bad conditions. From the time Ellie and her family were transferred to the ghetto, things did not get much better. But Ellie grew to like the ghetto. Despite the lack of food and space, it was a small, compact area of just Jews separated from the outside world. Until the ghettos were being liquidated. Ellie's father was sent away, and she and her family were sent to the first camp. Ellie was separated from her aunt and was loaded into a cattle car with her mother and hundreds of others. The cattle cars were stuffed and hot and sweaty, with no room to even breathe. Once at the camp, one night, the plank of a bed fell and crushed Ellie's mother. No woman on top of Ellie's mother would get off, and once Ellie was able to pull her mother out, she was severely injured and even paralyzed. There was a slight, slim chance Ellie's mother would even survive, but Ellie couldn't go on without her. And thankfully, Mommy lived. Months and months of being tortured and sent from camp to camp went by. At one camp, Ellie and her family and many other Jews were treated to a big meal and a warm shower and sheets on their bed until the SS guards arrived and everything went back to the way it was. She was reunited with her brother, but he was weak and he couldn't even speak or say one word. Finally, the Jews were loaded onto one last train for weeks without food and water. The train rode on and on and on, till finally the train doors opened and people were shouting, "We're free, we're free," until randomly, out of nowhere, the Germans rapidly fired guns and people fell amongst the field like pawns. And everyone still living was forced back into the wagons. But soon the Americans arrived. They couldn't even fathom how horrible it was for the Jews. They had no idea what was going on, but they took the Jews to safety. Freedom has come at last.